Okay, Steve, it is the last break of the day, last break of the week. It's been a good week, guys. How you feeling? Our girl Shirley was out. She took a couple of days off to celebrate her birthday.
Happy birthday, girl.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And Jay, you weren't here, but Tommy was pressing her for a number.
Oh, he was?
Oh, dog.
Wow.
You know, I was going to cuss out.
It was real ignorant, Jay. It was real ignorant trying to get her age on the air.
Women don't do that. They just
right. Tell them, Jay. School team Tommy. School.
I'm still
team Tommy. So you're not supposed to ask a lady how old she is. Are you not supposed to ask her what? Or her size?
Mm-mm. No.
Are you crazy?
How much she weighs, how old she is, and if she's pregnant. You should never ask the lady.
If she's pregnant,
never.
Okay.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Jay. Thank you. Yeah. Jay, you know the rules.
But I learned all this the hard way, Carla. I done been cussed out on all of these. So,
Jay, have you asked somebody if they was pregnant and they wasn't?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I learned not to do it.
I learned
what did
that
you
one
say,
night
Jay?
On stage.
What did you say, Steve?
I learned mine on stage.
Saying what?
I was just talking, man. This lady had a big stomach in the front row, and I just said, man, you look nice tonight. I said, you're really glowing. I said, how many months are you?
Oh,
ooh.
She looked at me and said, I'm not pregnant.
Mm.
Jesus.
How quiet.
You know, I was young, so I was young in the business. I didn't know what to do, so I told her, I said, well, you know, you're still glowing. You look nice, though.
You still kept going with the glowing.
I tried to recover it, but she hated me the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody around her stopped laughing, too, because they felt sorry for her. So I never really recovered that night right there. And that's when I learned that comedy is not what you do. Mm-hmm. Comedy is about 250 don'ts. You need to learn them don'ts.
Yeah. You'll learn them right away, and that's when you work the other side of the room. You don't even go back over there no more. You just go to the other side of the damn room.
You don't just act like that, bro. That side ain't there. Because if you look at her, she piercing your skull.
Oh, my God.
She is heated with you. Man.
That happened to me one time, Steve. I'm working in, it was a daytime show. Lady had the baby, you know, kind of drunk. She was kind of, you know, she was drunk. And I told the other lady, you need to get that damn baby for that lady killer. She said, that's my mama. Okay, all right. I was so wrong. So wrong.
Hey, Anthony Brown.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's one of the don'ts. You just
that's it.
Don't do it.
One of the don'ts.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So what you guys got up for the weekend, Steve? You got some closing remarks? You just want to
Let me just say, you know, I was talking to everybody about positive attitude the other day. Mm-hmm. I cannot express upon you the importance of your mental capacity. And your mind operates the same way that a remote control works. Because the remote control, the whole concept of remote control was taken from how our mind works, which was taken from the spiritual part of us that we were all created in God's image. And that's why in the beginning, God was training us on how to think. Now, the Bible does say a man is as he thinketh. But in the beginning, when it was total darkness, there's a part of the Bible that says, and God said, let there be light. And it was written that way because God wanted to teach us that what you say becomes your reality. And so I'm pretty sure God could have just waved his hand and made it light outside. But God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, I mean, that sends a clear message to us that whatever we say is our reality. So you got to be conscious of your mental capacity, because your road to success starts between your ears. Your road to success begins with the thoughts that come out of your mouth. I have a friend of mine that's in a bad spot right now, and one of the reasons he's in a bad spot is because of his mental attitude. It's everything, man. If you speak defeat, you're going to be defeated. If you keep using the word can't, I don't see how, don't look like, ain't no way, that's not possible, then all those things become your reality. And you've got to start changing your reality. And the best way to change your reality is by changing the words that come out of your mouth. You've got to be real conscious of the stuff that you're putting out there in that atmosphere. Because like I was trying to tell you, your mind operates just like a remote control because it was created in God's image. If you walk in the house and grab your remote control and you press the on button and you point it at your TV, you expect one thing to happen, that TV to turn on. If you press, if ESPN is 842, you press 842 and select, you expect one thing, ESPN, to come on. But guess what comes on your TV? ESPN. Your mind works the exact same way. What you put out there is the same thing that's going to be, it's going to be your signal back to you. The signal you put out is what you're going to receive. Change your attitude, you change your altitude. If you change your thought process, you change your process to success. It all starts with your words and your thinking. Be very conscious of it, y'all. Get actively involved because you can control one thing, your thoughts. That could make the difference between success and non-success. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll see y'all Monday morning. Y'all be good. Stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.